Well, a medically tailored meal by definition is a meal that has been designed by a registered dietitian for a specific medical condition. So with congestive heart failure, salt is a huge problem, and so these have to be low-salt meals. And people that don't eat low-salt meals have very poor outcomes. So it's not just salt, but it's low in fat. It's somewhat similar to a diabetic meal, a little bit higher in fiber, low in fat, low in sugar.
Is there evidence that a special diet can help someone live longer, can help them not go into the hospital as much? What's the evidence for this kind of outcome?
Well, this is an evidence-based program, and of course, one of the reasons why we're doing this is to prove that it works in terms not just of the medical outcomes, but saving money from hospitalizations and visits to the emergency room. But there have been a number of studies done all over the country that show that the diet that people with congestive heart failure are recommended to go on does extend their life and make it possible for them to live with the disease.
You know, there are dietitians in hospitals and other places. People visit them. But in terms of medical care, is it often that a dietitian can be in the middle of someone's medical care? So if that they go to the doctor and they have a particular condition, will Medi-Cal, for example, other than in this particular case, pay for dietitians and for special food?
What the dietitians do is called medical nutrition therapy, and that is a covered service for both Medicare and Medi-Cal, but not food. And it's not always easy for people, for a variety of reasons, to eat the right food. One is cost. Healthy food can be more expensive, and it requires knowledge to know how what to eat. And not everyone has a caregiver. People with congestive heart failure that leave the hospital are often depressed or physically compromised if they're living alone. Actually, getting the food becomes a big problem. So part of what we're saying is that the food should be part of the medical system in addition to the dietary advice. And we are part of a coalition called the Food is Medicine Coalition because we believe and we have evidence to show that food actually does play a role similar to medicine in the health of people.
And finally, you know, what is your vision for how food and medicine sort of work together in the future?
Well, we have a vision of really being able to serve people that are in the unfortunate category of not being able to feed themselves or afford to eat healthy food. It's hard to really pin down a number, but I know that there are thousands of people in Sonoma County that need this assistance. The whole area of food and chronic disease is very complicated, but it really boils down to a effort to make sure that people get the food that they need to be healthy.